Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Have you been enjoying the Saints Happy Hour podcast free episodes all month? Well, my friend, that's about to end. But don't worry. Just become a Saints Happy Hour fan club patron and get access to this podcast every single day. And it's ad-free. No ads ever. And you get the Booze Bundle Welcome Kit, 4 swag items, amazing. And you get access to the Discord channel where we're talking Saints 24/7. What are you waiting for? Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. That's saintshappyhour.com.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints Happy Cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody. Welcome to Saints Happy Hour Podcast. Your freeloading days are almost done. Today, tomorrow, and then if you want this podcast every day, you need to sign up for $10. But let me tell you something. Landon, Andrew, he signed up, and he's going to get the Booze Bundle and access to the Patreon. And I want to thank Pam and Cajun Alaskan. We told people that we were going to donate $2 for every sign-up for the podcast in August. We ended up donating $75 to the United Way. Cajun Alaskan, he donated $28.03, so he gets 2 Saints Happy Hour t-shirts with the old logo. Pam, she donated $20. She gets a t-shirt with the old logo. Hey, you DM us a receipt donating to the United Way of Southwest Louisiana, at least $15, we'll send you an old t-shirt. So do it, because we're trying to help the victims of Hurricane Laura. So Andrew, camp rolled on today. The Saints didn't have any massive news like Alvin Kamara sitting out and all that. But they did have some interesting sound. And I guess maybe with the pandemic, I don't follow the details of the how they're going to do this fans and crowd noise and all. I did not realize that the NFL was going to let teams pump in fake crowd noise into the stadium. And Sean Payton today was asked about it, and he said, yeah, they were practicing today with fake crowd noise.
What we're going to deal with, every team in the league is going to have kind of an ambient crowd noise at 70 decibels. And so we had it at 70 for most of the practice, and then when music's played, it'll be at 75. And that really is for week one. That obviously can be adjusted based on where this thing goes relative to fans. So we had it on 70, and we had the music at 75.
Andrew, they're practicing with fake crowd noise. I thought they were playing Tampa week one, not the Falcons. I'm confused.
Sick burn, Ralph. Sick burn. That's great, man. Look, I'm excited. I know you said there's not a bunch of Saints news, but first of all, before I respond to that, I just want to say it's about to come fast and furious. I mean, football's here, and yep, at 4:00 Eastern on Saturday, so we're about 48 hours out from that, which is 3 Central, that's when final cuts have to be made. So, you know, the whole week leading up, we'll know what the 53-man roster is, and I'm sure it'll be some shuffling off and on after they kind of announce the initial one. But we're going to get some important news on who's made the team here coming up in 48 hours. And then it's on to the Bucks, man, preparation. So we're getting close. And you hear Sean Payton already talking about it. You know, that's the advantage of not having a preseason game tonight. Usually tonight is the last preseason game or sorry, I guess it would have been last weekend. But the point being, you know, they're having more time to prepare than ever for the opponent this week. And so I just think when you talk about crowd noise, it's going to be weird.
No, the final preseason game would have been tonight.
It would have been tonight.
Every team would have played tonight.
Right. So, no, you're right. Yeah. So, anyway, the point here is instead of preparing for that game, dress rehearsal, trying to figure out who's making those last roster spots based on how they're playing. Remember, Shai Tuttle made the team based on his play in that last game. I mean, he put up a lot of evidence that he should make the team prior to that.
That never gets old. It never does.
But anyway, so I think this is going to help them prepare. And you hear there's nuances to this year, like Sean Payton just talked about with crowd noise and pumping that in. And so this is an opportunity to get ahead of that and get on it now.
Well, and he just, you know, I know all the teams are going to say it over and over again, focus on what we can control. But I think Sean Payton has a track record with the Saints of dealing with Katrina, coming back from Bounty Gate, all the things that the Saints have had, even the offseason. Believe whatever you want to believe about Drew Brees, but having Sean Payton as the coach and having dealing with that, where all the players were upset and managed it and is behind them, I think it shows that he is great at getting them to focus. And he talked about trying to do that as they get ready for the season. And I thought it was interesting what he had to say.
We try to spend more time focusing on the things that we can control as opposed to, you know, the things that we can't control. You know, certainly we'd love to be able to play this game in front of our fans, and because this is a tough place to play with crowd noise. But that's the case for every team opening weekend, and we'll deal with it.
I bet on the list of things you thought about dealing with during a game that might come up over your coaching career, this is probably not one of them.
Look, it's still going to come down to protecting the ball. It's going to come down to pad level, blocking, tackling, all the things that wins in football games. And so that's what we're focused on.
Give it up for Kat for asking a classic Ralph question that's not even a question at all. There, Andrew.
No. Yeah, it's like, well, Sean Payton, he's gotten so much nicer in his old age. Like, I feel like if you had dropped that on Dave, he would have just eviscerated you. He would have been like, is that a question? Or is there a question coming? And I feel like Sean Payton used to do that. He used to be savage at reporters.
Dave would have gone on a five-minute rant.
Is there a question coming at that? Or just like, so
I don't understand.
Do you want me
question.
To just ask the question for you or what? So yeah. Anyway,
I don't
Dave
understand the question
that.
Because it wasn't a question. Right. Dave would have. If I had asked that to Dave, I'd be bleeding on the floor in my kitchen right now.
That's right. That's right, and deservingly so. So Sean Payton, number one, he's gotten soft. But secondly, I mean, hard to blame Kat. I get where she was going with that. I mean, of all the things. Like, if you had asked me, what are the two most unlikely things that will happen in 2020? I would have said, number one, that the whole city of New Orleans would be peacefully protesting, but shouting, fuck Drew Brees in the streets. And number two, that Sean Payton would have to talk at a press conference about playing a game with not a single fan in the building.
Yeah.
I would put those two very high on the list of close to impossible, and yet here we are. That's 2020 for you, man.
2020 in a nutshell. Peaceably protesting, saying fuck Drew Brees, and Sean Payton talking about dealing with fake crowd noise. But I will say, and I've said it for weeks, I think football is going to be the weirdest of all the sports with no crowd. And it doesn't mean we're not going to love it. It doesn't mean we're not going to watch. It doesn't mean like we're going to turn it on Sunday and go, oh, there's no fans. So it's too weird. I'm going to cut my grass. No, I'm just saying it's going to be jarring. And I think also for the players, like I think there's going to be the first quarter Sunday at 12 o'clock is going to be weird. And I think it's good. You know what it's going to have, Andrew? It's going to have a feeling of like two teams playing in December that are out of it, and they're just kind of going through the motions. I think it's going to take players a while to, like, figure out how to get amped and game day ready when you come out and there's no one in the stands. I could be wrong, and maybe it'll be
– No, I'm with you, and the reason I'm with you is that you can play an entire baseball game, like, just for fun with no fans. Tennis, like – tennis with no fans, I do that all the time. and like, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, even tennis players, like, they'll simulate a match. Basketball guys, they play pickup basketball all the time. But football, you don't really play football games. I mean, maybe they'll do one scrimmage, but football without fans is kind of unheard of, because you don't play a game. Like, you might practice, but you don't play a game. Like, you can play a tennis game for practice, a tennis match. Yeah. You can play a basketball game for practice. And that's why I don't think it's a smoother transition for those sports, because you're kind of used to simulating a game on your own with no fans anyway. That never really happens with football. So, and I also just think it's probably the most emotionally charged sport. Completely. And so I think as an athlete, you count on the energy of the crowd to get you juiced up. So now you got to draw that from a different source. And it's tough. Yeah, I feel for these players.
I had a soundbite from Peyton yesterday, the Banana Meter 8, and I wish it wouldn't have happened, because it was really interesting. And he was talking about one of the things that they've really been focused on in practice is the Saints, what are their pillars on offense? It's they throw the ball all over the place, they play with tempo, and they substitute you to death. Well, you got to practice subbing guys on and off. And usually you do that in the preseason games, right? So Sean Payton is explaining yesterday, they've been working on it. Like, guys got to learn how to get on the field, get off the field. So it's just a whole thing where I think without these preseason games, it's going to be weird. And eventually, like, a couple, like, we'll get, I think by like the second quarter, third quarter, like, we'll just be used to it, right, as a fan. But I'll be interested to see how these teams adjust to it. As sports keep coming back, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, betonline.ag. Major League Baseball and the NBA are in full swing, and there are no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to be on. Also, tune in as Floyd Money Mayweather joins the BetOnline team in a new segment called The Ice is Right, where he talks about his expansive jewelry collection. He'll give you the chance to win some great prizes and bet on the cost of his bling. Visit betonline.ag today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the welcome back to sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. The other thing that Sean Payton talked about today was... this is a question from Nick Underhill. He asked him, look, y'all treat special teams very important. JT Gray made the roster because late action in special teams, the fourth preseason game. How do you evaluate guys on special teams when you don't have preseason games?
Well, that's what we have to go by, and that's why I think the practices obviously carry that much more weight. You know, the substitutions, all of those things that possibly – come up in the preseason that you can clean up, they have to be cleaned up right now.
You know, so I mean, you know, you last year you called, you told me after the fourth preseason game, you were like, I think Shai Tuttle's gonna make this roster. Like, he was amazing in that fourth preseason game. So we have nothing to go by as far as you who've been great at picking the 53-man roster. I mean, there's just going to be one or two guys where you're going to be like, what? Like, let me ask it this way. How many guys on the roster do you think will make the 53 where you'll be like, wow, and really surprised?
Well, I mean, I think Dave's UDFA, Malcolm Roach is getting some talk right now, you know, and defensive tackle is, you know, it's deep, but it's I wouldn't say it's impossible, so that would surprise me. I mean, at this point, any UDFA would surprise me if they make the team. Any UDFA. Receiver to me is still like, I would be surprised if Lil Jordan or Emmanuel Butler or Marcus Callaway. It's kind of what it's kind of what Cat Terrell said earlier today. I feel like I'm prepared for any scenario because all those guys have done well in camp, and so any of them could make the team. So I'm kind of prepared, but like I'm also going to be surprised if Benny Fowler's like the odd man out and doesn't. So I just think, I don't know, man. I feel like I've studied this roster. I've read every tweet, and I don't know that anything could surprise me at this point. And yet the Saints always find a way to do it. So I'm really looking forward to analyzing this with you on Saturday after they make the announcements, because
yeah,
I feel like I'm mentally prepared for whatever happens, and I'll be like, yep, totally saw that coming as a possibility. And the Saints are going to prove me wrong. And on Saturday, I'm going to be like,
well,
how did this happen?
I'm just going to tell the people.
Pay that man his money.
And the man is us, because the roster, as soon as they announce it, we're going to do a special podcast, but it's going to be for patrons only. So sign yourself up, and so you can have access to the show every day. The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 is a premium electric trimmer that's designed to give you a confidence boost through body image. Their ceramic blade and skin-safe technology are designed to reduce nicks or tugs on your fellows down low. The Lawnmower 3.0 is also waterproof and comes with an LED light, so you can manscape in the shower, in the dark, or in the dark shower, whatever floats your boat. They also just released their Shears 2.0 nail kit, which is the perfect add-on to their Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer. The Shears 2.0 is a luxury four-piece nail kit featuring tempered stainless steel tools, and it includes tipped tweezers, rounded point scissors, fingernail clippers, and a medium grit nail file. The Shears 2.0 nail kit allows you to pluck your eyebrows and trim your nails in style. On their website, you'll find the crop preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, and moisturizer. This will help you tame that summer swamp ass with natural hydrants, antioxidants. You'll also find the crop reviver, a testy toner that's like having cologne that's designed for your balls. We won't judge you if we catch you sniffing yourself. Go to manscaped.com, check out some of these life-changing products. In fact, listeners of this show will get 20% off plus free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code armchair. It's time to grab 2020 by the horns by shaving that front trunk. As far as practice, I gotta play the X-Files music. Drew Brees missed another day. They sat him another day today, rest day for Grandpa. Jameis, he hit Deontay Harris on a bomb. Andrew, just having a little fun. Of course, Drew Brees. Of course, he's fine. But they really are focused on managing Drew Brees. I don't ever remember him having back-to-back days off. Last year, maybe I probably just missed it, but that seemed a little unique to me.
Well, I'm just surprised he would agree to it.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, usually he sits out one day. He can't even sit out a day. He's licking his fingers on the sideline. He's like simulating practicing, even if he's on the sideline in shorts. You know, I mean, remember that time he was out and Luke McCown was starting and he was simulating breaking the huddle from the sideline. Mm-hmm. That was kind of disturbing. Remember that?
Yeah.
But yeah. So I mean, I just don't feel like Brees can sit still. So I am a little surprised.
Well,
to see 2 days in a row. But yeah, well, look, he's you got to consider his age. Recovery is at a premium for him.
Well, and we got to start. You know, it's Thursday. You're 10 days out now. Cesar Ruiz didn't practice. Saquon Hampton didn't practice. Zach Bond didn't practice. You'd be not so worried about veterans necessarily, but those two rookies, man, like I wonder is if Ruiz is going to play week one. Like they may go.
Yeah, Easton. I'm with you. I'm starting to think it's McCoy at center and maybe Nick Easton at right guard, you know? I don't know if Ruiz has gotten, if he's had enough time, you know, to be ready to play. And I all along I said he needs to be the center, but I don't see how you can put him there. So he's probably playing right guard, and I don't know if he's ready for that. I think Nick Easton is clearly not the better player long term, but he may be week one. And if that's true, then he should be the one playing. So we'll see. Nick Easton blocking Vita Vey and Ndamukong Suh is not what I want to see, trust me. But, you know, so that's concerning. Zach Bond, I'm less worried about because, honestly, Bond in the game, he'd probably struggle anyway. You know, he'd be raw and green. And so is it really that much worse to have Craig Robertson in there? And physically, wow. Yes. I mean, he's more limited in terms of his range and ability. But, you know, if IQ and just experience-wise, I just think at this stage of Zach Bond's career, I don't think there's a huge difference there.
Well,
honestly.
Here's my thing. You got Pete with a hurt coming back off a hurt hand, and you got Nick Easton, and you're trying to block Sue and Vita Vey.
What about today? Is today the worst day of your life? Yeah.
I'm not
And who else does Tampa have? They have Jason Pierre-Paul off the edge.
And Shaq.
Shaq Barrett. So,
yeah.
You know, listen, man, it's a concern. Ryan Ramczyk's been a little banged up, it feels like, this camp. I'm worried about the state of the offensive line. And if I'm Tampa, I go into this game saying, look, they're beat up front, and we have a great defensive line. We have a good front seven. We're going to go in there and whip them in the trenches. So I know that's what Tampa's saying this week and going into next week. So you just hope that they can have a good week of practice leading up to the game. We'll be talking about it every day, though.
And it's going to be, you know, the thing is, we'll talk about it more next week, but I just think in these games, like we always talk about how you start games is important. And it's important whether you have crowds or not. But I'm going to tell you, it's incredibly important now because, you know, if the Saints start out a game and they were playing Tampa and they fall behind 10-0 or 13-3, you'd be worried and you'd be drinking a little bit more, but you'd be like, it's at home.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're going to get a drive going. We're going to score. They're going to play Kronk. The crowd's going to be in a frenzy, and it's going to be 13-10, and we'll be fine. But, man, when there's no people there and you're down 13-3, like, I think it puts an urgency to it where you don't have that that you're not going to have that energy boost coming to you sort of to get you back in and get the crowd loud when Tampa's on offense and stuff. So I think a start is critical. But we'll get into that next week as the games come. And remember, fantasy players, our fantasy drafts for the Saints Happy Hour are Saturday is the regular draft, Sunday is the auction draft where I will be drunk and make irresponsible auction decisions. Also, I've got a bunch of questions, Andrew, from people. I didn't even know they were doing this. People last year were trading future draft picks with each other, and they're emailing me like, are my draft picks good? I made this trade. Am I going to get my fourth round 2020 pick? My answer to you is, I don't know. If Yahoo can do it, you're good. If they can't, and I don't know how to manually override it, you got screwed on a trade. But the winner only gets a T-shirt, so we're not talking money. So just calm down, everyone. Hopefully we'll figure out so you don't get screwed on your 2019 trades. But anyway, people, you should sign up and become a Saints Happy Hour patron. So get in the Discord channel because we are having the Saints should add Dave Chappelle to the roster discussion in the Discord channel, and it is amazing. So you should become a patron and get access to that. So for Andrew, I'm Ralph. Thanks for joining us. We will see you again tomorrow.